Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth popping into. And if you do, let them know that the guys from Opinions Matter told you to pop in and they might bar you. I don't want you joking. Have some chicken wings. They're fantastic. They're absolutely brilliant. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, maybe you're coming to the city for a concert or whatever, the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock is ideally situated. It is near the bus stop. It is near the Dart station. And it's just a great hotel. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? A lady called Kimani has gotten in contact with us about an issue that came up with her daughter during the week. Have a listen to this. I am a black woman who's living in Finglas in Dublin. I came over from Kenya with my husband and our two children in 2016. I just wanted to highlight something that our 12-year-old daughter asked us last week, and it broke our hearts and actually made us cry. She asked us why all of the people on TV, on magazines, in shop window adverts are mainly white-coloured and why all the mannequins in shops are white. She said she wishes she could see more black people because she doesn't feel like it's inclusive. I feel very sad because this was noticed by a child, and she's right. I don't believe Ireland is inclusive enough with things like this, and I think people need to do better in order to make life here more relatable and inclusive for people who aren't originally from Ireland. Would love to know if any of your listeners agree. And that's from a lady who signed her name Kimani. A lovely name. And Kimani, unfortunately, isn't available to talk to us on the show today because she's actually working. But 12-year-old daughter feels excluded somewhat because she never sees any mannequins or adverts or posters that reflect her, that she can see herself in. It's sad, isn't it?
I don't think it's true.
You don't think it's true?
No.
Why, when was the last time you saw a black mannequin in Dunn stores?
Okay, you know, the mannequins, so what? Big deal. A mannequin's not black. Like, come on. If that's the biggest issue you have in your life going on, then you need to get out a bit more.
This is a 12-year-old you're talking about here. It is. This 12-year-old has noticed.
I don't believe that the 12-year-old said that. I think it's mother. I don't think a 12-year-old pick up on that.
I just wanted to highlight something our 12-year-old daughter asked us last week. Yeah. Why would she possibly make that up? She asked why all of the people on TV, magazines, shop window adverts are mainly white-coloured and why all the mannequins in shops are white. She does have a point, they are.
Everything in this country is racist. Honestly, everything.
She never said racist at all. Not once did she say
but
that.
But it's saying it's lacking inclusivity.
Yeah, she never mentioned the word racism at all.
Not being inclusive and, you know, putting things white, because making all things white, you know, knowingly. That would be a form of racism, no?
She's not saying it's racism.
She's saying it's discrimination. She is. It's implied it's discrimination.
This is what the daughter said. This 12-year-old girl said she wishes she could see more black people because she doesn't feel like Ireland is inclusive. I feel very sad because this was noticed by a child and she is right. That's the point that Kimani is making.
So it's only a mannequin. It's only a freaking mannequin. Move on with your life. Keep walking.
But what's wrong with having a black one? Honestly, what is wrong?
But then you'd be doing it for tokenism.
No, well, what's wrong with having, I don't know, 10, 15, 20% of the mannequins in a shop black? What's wrong with that?
Because it's a piece of plastic.
Yeah, I know it's a piece of plastic, but they're different colours.
The world's gone mad. The world has got, if people are giving out about a mannequin, then the world has gone crazy. Could you imagine me going over to, like, I don't know, Kenya, for instance, and being like, I want more white? I wouldn't, because one, I have a life, I wouldn't care, and two, I just
If you were living there and you wanted to feel included, you might.
I just think it's because it's a child. It's
the fact that a 12-year-old girl noticed that there is no reflection of her identity in any of the advertising or any of
I've seen plenty of like the little ads where it's the black dad with the white mum and the kids are, can you say mixed race?
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, you can't say mixed race anymore, can you?
Can you?
Okay. I don't know. But anyway, they are mixed race. And I've seen plenty of ads like that. I don't think there's an unfair representation for black people in Ireland, I think.
But you are a white person, so you wouldn't really notice. You wouldn't. You genuinely wouldn't. This 12-year-old girl has noticed. She said, all of the people on TV, magazines, shop window adverts are mainly white-coloured, and why are all the mannequins in shops
okay,
white?
Okay, then I'd love to know, in that child's classroom, is the teacher white? Are the kids, other kids white? I mean, you can't have black quotas for everything just to tick a box. That's not right. Do you hire somebody then because they're black? If two people are going for a job and they're both the same qualified, they're the same qualification, the same experience, exact same on paper.
All we're talking about here is a mannequin.
But then where's
okay,
the
all
line?
We're talking about here is a mannequin. And what is the harm in having a few black mannequins in a store?
It's a piece of plastic.
Yeah, no, I know it's a piece of plastic. But they come in plastic comes in different colours as well as humans. So what's the problem in having...
But we've done... Like, I personally believe that we are doing so much at the moment. I mean, what do we not host the world's... Europe's largest mosque?
One of them, yeah. Yeah, we do.
Ireland is plenty inclusive.
But what's that got to do with this 12-year-old girl?
Because we're being called out for not being inclusive or, you know, we're discriminating. We have the largest mosque in Europe. If I went over to Saudi Arabia tomorrow and said... I want a Catholic church.
That's nothing to do with this conversation.
But it's all relevant because...
You're completely straying off the point.
Because the implication
here... The point is
here,
a 12-year-old kid is upset that she doesn't feel included in Ireland. That there is no representation to represent her body image of herself. She can't see it anywhere.
I just can't believe there's this much drama over a piece of plastic.
It's not drama. The fact is, this lady reached out to us. We call this podcast Opinions Matter. All opinions matter. And she is highlighting how her 12-year-old daughter feels somewhat left out, basically.
But then we get messages from people who've seen it on the Facebook page. And in particular, not all black, but a lot of black people are, you know, are saying it's no big deal. But we have gotten a couple of messages from black people who are saying it is racist. Now, that shit drives me crazy. I'm sick of it. Like, I know there are some racist arseholes in this country.
There are, you better believe there are.
Absolute scumbags out there. But I do not believe that as a whole, we as a nation are racist. I don't think there are racial
undertones here in Ireland. That's not what this conversation is about.
But it is. It's because she's saying she feels like she's excluded from society. That's what it is about.
A 12-year-old.
And there is no reason for, I don't think, a black person to feel excluded in society here. I think we're getting better. I think in ads we're seeing more mixed culture families, mixed race families. We're seeing black women with white men, black couples, white couples, black men with white women. Like, we are seeing a mix now that we never saw. We're even seeing to the point bank ads have the, you know, gay couples, which is great. They are representing people. But like, I mean, when you're going like, I feel excluded. We're not excluding people.
Our number is 085-825-2626. We'd love to get you involved in this. And let's kick off with Jonathan.
Hey, lads. How are you getting on today? Just seeing the topic for today's show. Should be a good one. I'm getting tired of this nonsense. Absolutely fed up, Brian. She's here. Our child is here, okay? She's raising our child in Ireland. Why not just turn around and say, doesn't matter what colour the mannequin is. Doesn't matter. Shouldn't matter. Okay? And if you look at advertisement in this country at the minute, all across the board, everywhere, it's a black lad with a white female. That's on all the billboards, all the advertisements. Look at the TV. Look at everywhere. It's all the same narrative lately. Black lad, white female. Okay? Look, they're here. I'm glad they're here. Raise their kids. Integrate. How about that? But I'm getting fed up with this nonsense. As soon as it doesn't suit them, it's an emotional turmoil on all of them. What about our emotions? What about our turmoil? Okay? Our land has been turned upside down on its head. Conflict everywhere. And all these people do is keep on complaining. I'm absolutely fed up to me left testicle with the whole fucking lot of it. Cheers, boys.
Tommy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tommy?
I just, like I said, unfortunately, we're at a disadvantage because we can't speak to the lady. But it seems like some sort of smoke screen that she's trying to get across a different kind of complaint. Like, I don't believe for a second that a father of that family would start crying. I don't think the mother would start crying. I think if it was my son, I'd explain to him straight away that if you want to feel inclusive or if you don't feel inclusive, that's something that comes from within. That's from a fallen state, a fall away from God and Christianity. It's nothing got to do with the colour. If you're looking for difference and colour and difference and lack of inclusivity, you're going to find it straight away. I think this what the smoke screen with this message is, it's trying to pull out, it's trying to race bait and it's trying to pull out bigots. Or people that kind of that are angry at the at multiculturalism, if you know what I mean. Like I said, the daughter probably mentioned it. It should have been squashed. She said, "Look, we're here. We're in a different country." If there was black mannequins in every shop, people would be complaining that it was offensive. So you can't win when it comes to stuff like that. You shouldn't be relying on advertising or marketing to see how you feel about yourself. And that's it. You know what I mean? We should be teaching our kids that race, sexuality, politics, all that's just all a sidetrack. That's all just gravy on the mashed potatoes. The real meat of the issue is, have you got good character? And if you have good character, I would like to be around you. And you know, a lot for me that comes from Christianity.
Okay, but the bottom line is that this young girl, this 12-year-old girl, originally from Kenya, would have come to Ireland when she was a very small child, feels that there isn't enough representation of black women in advertising and mannequins and everything else. Doesn't she have a point?
Well, first of all, feelings aren't facts. And second of all, she's been probably watching too many TikTok videos. You know what I mean? There's a lot of race baiting going on in the last week, especially with this lady getting a job as some sort of racist support group that they're going to be bringing into schools and stuff like that. So there has been a lot of this put up on TikTok and playing with black people's emotions. I've been to Turkey, I've been to Sweden, I've been to, I've stayed in different countries for a long period of time. I've never looked at the TV and said, God, I'd love to see an Irish person. I'd love to see someone that looks like me. I go into every shop and every ad I turn on, it's all beautiful, skinny people, which is not me, you know what I mean? The only way you can feel welcome is something that comes from inside. You know what I mean?
Okay, but again, all of this is very easy for you to say.
Why is that?
Because you're not black, you're not a minority in this country, and you obviously feel represented.
How do I feel? I'm not part of any group. I'm an individual.
No, I'm assuming talking to you on the phone here, Tommy, that you are a white Irish male. Is that right?
Yeah, but that's nothing got to do with.
So you're well represented in everything in this country.
Represented by what? Give me an example.
Advertising, mannequins, everything.
How am I represented in advertising? None of them look like me. They all have six packs.
Oh, well, maybe we need to start a campaign for people without six packs.
And when does it end? How many Chinese mannequins are we going to put up? Or Polish?
But isn't this... Well, Polish people generally look very similar to Irish people. They're Caucasians. So that's silly.
No, it's not silly. It's not silly. How many Polish people do you see on TV? A lot more black people on TV than Polish. Where does it end?
So yeah. you think that the...
Race. If you look for a difference, you're going to find it straight away.
Okay, so you think that this young girl then needs to get over herself, basically?
No, her father needs to talk to her. The mother's obviously running the show in that house, and she's running on emotions, and she's obviously been on TikTok too much, and she's been listening to race baiting. And like this guy that was on the TV the other day talking about white privilege and stuff like that. What privilege do I have?
Now wait till you hear this, right? And this was about a month ago. I was out in a town where we used to pay park, up that neck of the woods, Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
We were out and I had my ticket, and I never throw my ticket away if there's still time on it. I'll give it to someone else.
Yep.
So there were people at the ticket machine, and I handed it to the first person in front of me, which was an old white woman. And there was a black couple behind her, and the look they gave me, and I could hear them making comments when I walked off. that I had given it to the white person.
Plenty of Irish people will be giving out if you gave it to the black person. So that's, you know.
But like, imagine someone feeling that entitled that they actually got a snot on them. And I know it was because they were accusing me of being racist for not giving it to them. But I literally handed it to the next person who was, I said, listen, don't go paying for a ticket. I have one here.
And yeah, I was, but you got dirty looks then from the black couple.
And I know why I was getting the dirty looks. I'm not stupid. I know why I was getting the dirty
and
looks.
And why didn't you give it to them?
Because it's my ticket. I can give it who I want to.
But just ask a question. Just really, do you give people dirty looks?
Do I give people dirty looks?
Yeah.
I'd be more inclined to say something if I'm pissed off. But the reason I gave that ticket to that person was because they were next at the machine.
Yeah, but have you ever gave someone dirty looks and then thought about, geez, would I do that?
No, well, not because I would accuse it, not because I would think of something. And I know I got the looks because they thought it was discrimination. I know it was.
You don't know the other thing. That's you assuming that.
I'm not stupid.
Anyway, Tommy, you believe that the parents of this young girl need to talk to her and get her to get over this, basically.
I'll tell you what I would say to the girl. And we helped them, to be honest. I'm not saying that as a judgmental way. I'd sit her down and say this, look, I don't know if they're Christians, whatever. I'd say, here, look, we love you. You love yourself. Your affirmation should come from God or the people you love. When you go to school or when you're interacting with people, you're going to meet people of different colours, different sexualities, different backgrounds, blah, blah, blah. If you treat everybody the same and just look at the character of the people, you'll have nothing to worry about, and they'll do the same. Lead with love, and that's the way going forward. Teaching race and history of race and slavery and all this, which is coming to this country and it's coming soon, it's just going to teach kids to be intolerant. Kids are pure. Young people are pure. They'll get over. Race is just, it's been pumped all over TikTok, and like even your co-presenter there automatically thought that was being racist. How can you even, you know what I mean? You can't read people's minds. It's just...
No, you can't.
It's just being obsessed over at the moment. And obviously this text message has pumped it up for some people. Like I said, a lot of people have issues with migration at the moment. Everyone's emotional over. So, like I said, to be honest with you, I think half that story's a lie. I don't know. Did the parents start crying then?
Well, apparently... I just wanted to highlight something. Our 12-year-old daughter asked us last week, and it broke our hearts and actually made us cry. Yeah. She asked us why all of the people on TV, magazine, shop window adverts are mainly white-coloured, and why all the mannequins in shops are white. And from many I've ever seen, they are.
I'm after getting a voice note here from an Indian guy.
From an Indian guy?
An Indian guy, Malhar. I've tried ringing him twice. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here and say that he's just not seen his phone ringing and he's going to come on and back up what he said on his voice note. But
what's his voice note saying?
I want to see if he's going to come on and actually say what he has said in his voice note and let people challenge him on it, because it's disgusting.
Oh,
it's disgusting. I'm going to send it on to you. But I'm going to try ring Malhar again. So Malhar, if you're listening and you're not looking at your phone, that number is coming from our WhatsApp phone. And I would like you to have the balls to come on, if you're a big man behind the screen saying that, to come on and say it on the show.
Okay, let me go to Jay. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I think that woman wrote that. I don't think that came from a 12-year-old. I don't think it did, Adrian. And there is plenty of black mannequins. I've seen them in Dunn's. And my suspenders when I've been out with one of the kids. I mean, they're not everywhere, but there is. They're only mannequins. And Adrian, I mean, we live in a white part of the world. We can't help that. Ireland is 97% white. Europe is a white part of the world.
If there are black mannequins in stores, I haven't noticed them, I'll be honest with you.
No, I've seen a couple. I'm not saying that everywhere, but I have seen them. I walked in Ireland a long time ago, and I do remember seeing them. But they're just a colour. And you're not told to go down and pick a white mannequin. You're just told when you're walking the store, go down and grab a mannequin. That was it. You know, I think, subconsciously, I don't think anybody even ever thought about it like that. I mean, this is the first time I've ever heard anybody give out about the colour of a mannequin and say that it's not inclusive enough. You know, I mean, this is starting to get a bit tiring, Adrian. There's nothing we can do in this country that they're not allowed to do because of their colour. Like, there's not. They can apply for any job they can apply for. But it seems to me it's getting harder for the white Irish people in this country to get jobs in government buildings now, in the civil service because there's a box ticking exercise to be done. And if you don't fit into one of them categories, you're not going to get a job. You're going to see it more and more and more. I mean, when your own government can stand up and say, the problem with this country is it's full of white people. Well, sorry, it's where we are on the globe. Plus, whites only make up a third of the world's population.
If I were an employer, so, I would be terrified if I had two candidates in front of me, a black person and a white person, and I genuinely wanted to hire the white person because I thought they were more qualified for the job. I'd be terrified. I'd be absolutely terrified in case I'd be told I'm discriminating. When it wouldn't, I would.
Okay, but again, this isn't really. Nobody mentioned the word race. Kimani,
it all comes down to it.
Hold on a second. Kimani, who sent us the message in the first place, said her daughter asked her why all the people on TV, magazine, shop window adverts are mainly white coloured and why all the mannequins in shops are white. Now,
okay. What that woman tells the daughter is, we left the continent of Africa, which is predominantly black. We moved to Europe, which is predominantly white. That's not them being racist. That's just where they live in the world. You wouldn't go over to Asia or go into the Middle East or go down to Africa and start this nonsense. You'd be run out of the country.
We're talking about here, you're saying, Adrian, it's not a race issue, right?
A lot of people are saying as well, this didn't come from the daughter at all. Why are people jumping to the same conclusion?
I think it's bullshit.
Why would this lady
never heard a 12-year-old talk like that?
Maybe it did come from the daughter, but kids say what they learn, and at 12, it sounds like something she maybe heard the parents saying and she's picked up on it. You're saying it's not a race thing. I want you to keep the cameras on and let people see your reaction when you... I'm not playing the voice note until I speak to him. Play the voice note there to yourself. And let people see your reaction to this voice note.
Play it to myself, okay.
Yeah. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
I'll talk away to Jay here while you listen to this, and then you give me your reaction before I play it.
Katie, they're trying to make it out that we need to be re-educated. We need to be educated on our white privilege. Ooh. We don't have white privilege in this part of the world because this part of the world is made up of white people.
Yeah.
We never went over and enslaved anybody. We never invaded another country. We never took people. And what a lot of black people will not admit or are afraid to understand, nobody was robbed. They were sold by their own people into slavery. And white people were slaves long before the black people were slaves. The word slave comes from the Slavic word, the Slavic people. That's where slavery comes from.
I remember last year, around Christmas time last year, Jay, we had a guy from, I think it was Nigeria. I'm almost certain it was Nigeria.
About the Santa?
About the Santa. And I thought, Jesus Christ.
I asked, has anybody applied for the job and being told no because you're black? No. There's no black Santa because nobody's ever applied to be a black Santa. If they did and the shopping centre said, no, sorry, we're not giving you the job, why not? Well, because you're black.
That would be discrimination. Yeah.
It's easier to come on and whinge and say, oh, you're all this and that. I mean, they're trying... They really want us to bend over and accommodate them. We welcome most of them into our country.
Sorry, our friend Malhar has been back in touch here. I can see you ringing. I'm not answering. I don't speak on racist Irish stations. I'm sorry, what? Sorry, what?
You text in.
The guy who sent the voice note that we are going to play.
You're going to play in a second.
I'm going to play this lovely voice note from somebody who has
it. It's easy to shout that. But it's easy to band that around. You're a racist, you're a disphobe, you're a daphobe. Them words are so easy.
Okay, but again,
I'm not talking government, I'm talking, there's racist assholes out there, but a black man or a white man can walk in and apply for the same job. He's not going to be refused because he is black. I might be refused because I'm white and they have to give it to him. Well, it'll never happen the other way around. There's racist people out there. There's people that are just scared of what's going on. But Ireland is not a predominantly racist country, okay? We help most of the world out there. We're known one of the most charitable, and this is coming from an Indian lecturer I heard. We are known as one of the most charitable countries in the world. That's why everybody's coming here.
Hang on, Adrian.
The problem is, it's not the people that are coming. It's the way this new wave of people are getting into this country. Right. Why should everybody else have to do it by the book?
Guess how much Ireland sends out in foreign aid every year?
We
have people literally dying on the streets, and you can say, oh, we don't have people dying on the streets yourself, and Jeremy always say, yeah, we do. It's happened. We do. 2.3...
Again, sorry, this conversation is getting sidetracked. What has that got to do with anything? What has this got to do with this 12-year-old young one who feels excluded?
Sorry, you have a voice note from Leslie to play, and then we'll play the voice note from that horrid person who is not man enough to answer the phone and back up what he's saying, instead of saying the claim that he won't speak to us because we're all racist.
We'll deal with both of those in a second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Leslie sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
I'm actually sick of this crap too. Like, she moved here 8 years ago to a predominantly white country, and she expects us to make it more black. We couldn't be any more diverse than we have been. She mentioned the TV. There is a black TV presenter on the 6 o'clock show. That's the only one that I'm aware of, because I don't really watch TV. She mentioned magazines. There has always been black models. Always been black models. Naomi is black. Naomi Campbell. Do the clothes on the mannequin look any different if they're a black mannequin? Does the child go and look under the clothes to check and see what colour they are? I never heard anything so ridiculous.
All right, Leslie.
She's right. She's right. She's spot on. She's spot on. It is. It's ridiculous. It's the world gone crazy. If I say...
But again, I have to pull all of you up on you believing that this didn't come from a 12-year-old.
Oh, maybe it came out of her mouth, but I don't think it was concocted by in her head. I think that something put it there. And there's plenty of... I mean, there's a lot of African shops now for food. Like, for the hairdressers, there's a lot of African hairdressers now that deal with women's hair, with black women's hair, because, I don't know, maybe our own hairdressers wouldn't be as knowledgeable.
No, but why are people assuming, like Alan sent us this message, the parents are racist and are brainwashing the child clearly from a young age? Now, why are people jumping to that conclusion?
Because it sounds like something that came from a parent.
If this was any other conversation that came from a 12-year-old, we wouldn't question it.
Look, I'm so sick of every... And as well, like, it's not just that, but there's a whole tone here, generally, that you can't say anything because you're a racist or a homophobe or... The world... What happened, and this hate speech coming in, this is another discussion for another day. I have my reservations about it, because I know we can't allow people to go out and cite hatred and, you know, making racist comments and homophobic slurs. That's disgusting. Those people deserve everything they get. But I do fear that it's going to bring an element of censorship, and we're going to end up like fucking North Korea.
It's a conversation for another day.
It is a conversation for another day, but where does it end? Why can't people say what they think anymore without being branded stuff? I can worry that Thornton Hall is going to have 1,000 men camped there when I live not far from that area. I can worry about that, and I'm not a racist. But if I say anything
again,
about
that
it,
is nothing to none but, of this has anything to do with this 12-year-old kid.
It's all,
who feels excluded in this country.
It's all relevant. It all comes from a tone that Ireland is not doing enough to be inclusive, and Ireland is doing plenty. I'm proud of what we are doing, what we've done for Ukrainian people who are fleeing war. We really have helped them. I mean, it's 2 years down the line. How much more do we need to help? They're still going above and beyond. When I feel now, it's probably not as necessary.
Okay, I want to bring in this voice note from a man who sent this to us about 15 minutes ago, but won't come on air. This is Malhar.
Me and my wife are Indian, and I noticed this too. I want to see more people who represent my wife. Instead of it always being fat, white, Irish people, it is so racist, and they don't even realize it, by the way. Darker skinned women are more beautiful to look at, and they should be embraced.
Mm.
I cut off a bit at the end of that message, because I couldn't have...
That was Malhar. Here, I'll play this again. Hang on.
Me and my wife are Indian, and I noticed this too. I want to see more people who represent my wife. Instead of it always being fat, white, Irish people, it is so racist, and they don't even realize it, by the way. Darker skinned women are more beautiful to look at, and they should be embraced.
Now. And that, I clipped the end of it because I couldn't play what is at the end. We talk about incitement to hatred. What this man felt was okay to say about Irish people at the end of the message, at the end of that message. If anybody said that about any group of minorities, I just can't. And then he won't come on because he says he won't speak to an Irish or racist Irish station. Racist Irish station, what? What, you feel that much conviction in what you're saying to send that kind of sick voice note, which, by the way, I clipped.
What did he say at the end?
I don't know if I can say it.
Well, give me an idea.
No, I'll text it to you. I don't want to say it and then, like, because it's pretty horrible.
All right, because I haven't heard the end of that message.
No, because I only sent you the clipped version, and I don't know if I can play it, because it's vile and it's extremely offensive. But why is offense? Why is it okay for other nations to shit on us and to say stuff about Irish people? And oh God, yeah, well they have a point. Maybe we aren't as inclusive, and like just completely shit on Irish.
But, sorry again. There is a man who believes that in advertising and mannequins and everything else, his wife is not represented. They live here.
No, I'm sorry. Are you playing that off as a man who feels that his wife isn't represented and is simply trying to highlight that
fact? Listen to what he said again. Hang on for 1 second.
Me and my wife are Indian, and yep. I noticed this too. I want to see more people who represent my wife instead of it always being fact.
Okay, there's no point playing that bit.
No, play it.
He wants more people to represent his wife. But
more people who represent my wife instead of it always being fat, white, Irish people. It is so racist, and they...
The fat bit? No, but the white Irish, yeah.
But then he says, hang on, keep going to the end.
Okay, play the whole thing from the start.
Me and my wife are Indian, and I noticed this too. I want to see more people who represent my wife instead of it always being fat, white Irish people. It is so racist, and they don't even realize it, by the way. Darker skinned women are more beautiful to look at, and they should be embraced.
Darker skinned women are more beautiful to look at.
There are beautiful dark skinned women, absolutely, but there are also beautiful pale skinned, porcelain, olive skinned women. So, I mean, they're more beautiful. That's that, you know, that's subjective. And if anything, then I could actually say, well, sorry, Malhar, but your comment is actually racist. The guy who won't come on with us because he's claiming we are too racist, but claims that all black women are far more beautiful than any white woman. That, yeah, sorry, Malhar, it's racist. No, he's just... He's, and the fact that he won't even come on.
Let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Hey, Leon Adrian, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, John. A 12-year-old young girl, family originally from Kenya, feels somewhat excluded here in Ireland because she doesn't see any representation of her.
Well, she's right. You know, she is right. And everybody getting their knickers on a fucking twist over. And Trevor's shouting at them there. We're all bending over backwards. It's 90% Irish and we're 97%. And Katie losing her shit. Like, here's the thing, guys. From a business perspective, pennies, stone stores, whatever it may be, throw a few fucking mannequins in. You know, dark mannequins in. You know, do a few more mannequins. And do take on, you know, a few dark radio presenters, TV presenters. Well, what's wrong with it? You know, I noticed one agent on Ireland AM. I seen the girl a couple of weeks back, but I haven't seen her since, you know. Just the last caller there saying about Naomi Campbell. What the fuck age is she? She's well gone. You know, like, why is everybody getting so offended of a 12-year-old that's just said, and she's, you know, she's a really good point, I think. You know, what's wrong, you know, with what she said? I don't get offended by it. I'm not offended by it. I think she's right. You know, when everybody couldn't came from a 12-year-old, yeah, fucking, well, sure, we have to take okay, it.
When I read comments that are coming into us, and there's quite a lot coming in, for example, with that guy's message that I played a minute ago, most people are saying, we'll go back to India then. I mean, that's not the answer.
This is what
that
you
is
get.
Not the answer.
See, no, this is what you're going to get. I have fucking loads of black friends. I've loads of, you know, Polish friends. You know, don't get me wrong, Adrian. They've all got the backlash of us, you know, because of what happened and what's happening in Ireland, or, you know, and they even feel sorry for the Irish, and they're feeling the brunt of it, you know. But that 12-year-old has a point, and you know, why not be more inclusive? Because it's not inclusive enough, as far as I'm concerned. And these are hardworking people, like, you know, before anybody opens their fucking mouths that they're on the dole and they're here, this, that, they're not. They're here the last fucking 17 years working. And,
are you an employer, you know, John, did you say before?
No. Well, look, it's a family business, but you know.
Do you hire many black people?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give you a good one, and I said this before on this show. My brother employs foreign people, and he loves foreign people. And I'll tell you why. And I said this before, Casey. I think it was Jeremy. I said it. He said it, and he said it. They're more hardworking fucking people than Irish ever will be, and they're more reliant and more reliable than Irish people ever will be. And he has a very good point. They're more trustworthy than some of the Irish that he had working for. They don't call in sick. They don't go on the piss. They don't do this. They don't do that. And I have to agree with him. I do. Because they're fucking top. They're top guys that works for them. So, there you go. I said it.
Okay,
you know, let's,
let's go back to the point of the conversation. This 12-year-old girl, originally from Kenya, you believe that people like her should not feel excluded and should be... We should make more of an effort to be more inclusive for people like her.
Why not? Oh, why not? And like I say, from a business perspective, it's going to be a great... It's going to draw them in as well. Katie just pointed out there about hairdressers earlier on. Yes, because it's not inclusive enough. You know, if we had hairdressers there, there's a reason why black people have their own business. Because they don't feel included here. Because everybody has this fucking racist notion. Oh, they're flooding our country and they're fucking this and they're that. These people are working their asses off. You know, this is why they have a business. And then, oh, they got off the social welfare. They got a startup package off the social welfare. Fuck off and all that shit. No, they didn't. They worked hard and they
okay,
own their
so,
business.
So you believe that as a society, we need to make more of an effort to be more absolutely inclusive so that somebody like this 12-year-old girl doesn't feel a little bit left out?
Absolutely, Adrian. Okay. Do you know any black radio presenters, Adrian?
In Ireland?
Yes. Eimear O'Neill, she's a broadcaster.
Oh, right, yeah.
Where's
yes
she? What station? Where from? Well, I never heard of her.
Eimear O'Neill, she actually...
Oh, she's from Bray.
She runs an anti-racism campaign. She's actually very, very good. Like, she's brilliant in the work she does to raise awareness for racism. She's a black woman.
Never heard of her. You know, but what I'm saying is, like,
Sean Monsanjay, who works on FM 104, is a black guy. He's been around for years.
Any TV presenters, guys? So you have two there. Yeah, any TV presenters?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there are TV presenters as well. There's a girl who does the 6 o'clock show on Virgin Media. I can't remember her name.
There's plenty.
There's another girl who presents, sometimes presents the nationwide show on RTE.
There's not many because they're probably not applying for those jobs.
Oh, that's ADR.
Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Lola.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, thanks, Lola. You believe not only do we need to be more inclusive where it comes to representation of black people, you think it should be wider than that?
I think this 12-year-old is a very clever girl, actually. I think absolutely in this day and age, I think even mannequins, we have every type of mannequin. We should have fat mannequins, small mannequins, medium mannequins, tourist mannequins, everything. Yeah, and I think it should be brought up as when you're a child. I was very lucky enough to go to a very international school, which was not a private school, primary school with different races in it. Back in the 1980s, 1990s, we were brought up with that, and I've been brought up with that. My daughter, when she was born, one of her favourite dolls, she had a black little baby doll. She had quite baby dolls. Her black little baby doll was called Vanilla, and it had a vanilla scent on it. We have nothing. Like, I think this girl has been clever. I think if you bring up a child to realise, like, why should we just have, like, these skinny, like, you know, like Barbie mannequins or, like, toned men mannequins for all different shapes and sizes. But mannequins for, like, bigger people as well. In all different
okay,
colors.
So you
but
would like to see a mannequin...
An international.
Say a male mannequin with a dad bod, for example. Or...
Yeah, exactly. Like, that, market it in that way. Like, and
who
then you can market it better than that.
Who gives a shit? Like, yeah, it's a piece of plastic.
But what a Barbie, like, I'm being honest with you. Like, if I go into Penny's Gamble and I look at this Barbie figure and, like, I am not fat, I'm not thin, I'm middle-sized. Like, if you put anything on a Barbie figure, of course it's going to look good. If you put something, but everyone's skin tone is different. And, you know, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't, like if anyone has a problem with it, I think this girl has got a really good point. I think she should go to the marketing director.
And when you hear people automatically jumping to the conclusion that this young girl only has this opinion because it's been bred into her by her parents and that it's not really her opinion, what do you say?
No, I don't think so. I am a white Caucasian. I've got blonde hair, blue eyes, and I've got my hair braided by African people. So I have braids in my hair. I go to an African hairdresser now. And I embrace their culture. So everyone can take something.
Lola,
really good
do you believe that we are doing enough here to be inclusive on a general scale?
I think it should be done from an early age. I think everyone should. I don't think there should be any racism at all.
Nobody. I don't think anybody would say, "Oh, there should be racism," unless maybe very hardcore racists who are
like,
happy to be.
What
I mean is,
why would
across the board?
Yeah, but
do you?
I would, go ahead, sorry.
Sorry, across the board, do you believe enough has been done to make black people or foreigners or immigrants feel welcome here?
Across the board, I think there's a percentage of Irish people who do, and I do think there's a large percentage who don't.
Gee, that's everywhere. But you're saying she should go to the marketing people. I mean,
I think so. Absolutely. I think this girl is clever. I think she's like a Greta. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we should, like, we're not back the age. Our country is changing dynamically by the days. And it's going to. And it's still going to.
It is going to. But at
people, Irish people marry into different cultures, you know what I mean? Our country is going to develop.
And that's great. And it's great to have different cultures and welcome different cultures into Ireland. It's brilliant. But, like, why the sudden need to change everything? I mean, we have, as I said earlier, we have the biggest mosque in Europe.
If you change, you stand still. So why would you deny a mannequin, like, that's a different colour or a different size?
I genuinely don't get what the issue is here about the colour of a mannequin.
This comes down something to me deeper, because it's like a force from people now to change stuff that,
yeah,
you know.
I think she's fantastic, she's an absolute inspiration, she is wrong,
and it's not just about the mannequin. I believe Ireland is already a very inclusive nation.
What's the problem with having another step. Coloured mannequin?
Would, if I went over to Saudi Arabia?
No, forget about Saudi Arabia.
Ask them for a church.
I go to Morocco. Every
you keep bringing
year.
It back to bigger issues. We're talking about a mannequin.
Okay, but it starts with a mannequin.
I go to Morocco every year. It's a Muslim country. I'm accepted in Morocco. Okay, I go over twice a year, and I am accepted.
Do you ask them to? Ask them to go by your cultural norms?
They accept me for who I am.
And we're accepting this family.
It's a stupid, bloody piece of clothing.
But it's not about the clothing. It's just that if this is where
it starts, don't look at it if it bothers you that much.
And then as well, you have the likes of Christmas. That can't be called Happy Christmas anymore. It has to be called Happy Holidays. The winter lights in Dublin City. Why is that called Christmas lights?
Talk to Dublin City Council about that.
You can see whatever you want in your house. If you
want to wish people happy Christmas next December,
when schools aren't doing nativities anymore because they don't want to leave out anyway.
Well, that's not your problem. You change schools to nativity ones.
Well, no, sorry. I think this is everybody's problem because we should be able to.
I'm sorry, you're very narrow-minded as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, then I'm glad to be so narrow-minded. What I'm saying is that it's not, I'm all for embracing other cultures, but we still should be able to embrace our own. Happy Easter should be Happy Easter. What is it they're calling on the boxes?
You can say that Happy Christmas to anyone you want to. I can say Happy, like, Inshallah to a Muslim. I can say Happy Eid. I can say whatever I want. It's up to you. If you're not happy with the school your children are in, and they're not in
it's not my children's school, but I have heard of this happening. I know of people whose kids are in schools this happens.
Why is it bothering you? It's not your problem.
I think
it's
we
not
should.
Your problem.
Okay, are you going to stop talking for a minute and let me reply, or are you just going to keep shouting on the phone?
I'll stop.
My issue is that I don't have a problem embracing other nationalities, other cultures, other anything. I have an issue when our own traditions and our own cultures start to be...
Like what? Like nativity plays?
Yes, like something as stupid as
Casey, stop being so hypocritical. We'll have this conversation another day, but half the bloody kids who are doing nativity plays have no more interest in religion. Their parents have
it
no interest.
Matter.
It's all absolute hypocrisy.
Okay.
Tradition my hole.
Hypocrisy
seriously.
Or not. I'm tradition. Sorry, Adrian... Stop. Because hypocrisy or not, if we want to be hypocrites and embrace that...
I actually think you should stop. Mm. And I think you should understand that basically, if you want to go... There's plenty of nativity plays around. There's plenty of Irish stuff. There's plenty of African stuff. There's plenty of Muslim stuff.
Lola,
plenty of everything.
I am not saying that they shouldn't. Somebody needs to loosen the brains on your head because I think the air has gone.
Somebody needs to loosen the screws on your head and open your mind a little.
Okay, I need the screws loosened in my head.
I'm sorry, you said that was crap. that the Christmas
tunnel vision is comes
why
to mind
are you still talking?
We live in because such an absolutely hypocritical society. I can't do a nativity play. My kids can't do a nativity play.
No, but
so what? You don't go to bloody mass anyway. So why would you make a deal of it?
Let me make a point because you keep talking over me.
Try.
In a little cahoots there because you both believe that this isn't happening. Ireland, absolutely. There are traditions that are now dying away because they're seen to be offensive or not inclusive. I'm sorry, but even if someone wants to be a hypocrite and be in the nativity and play themselves, that is their choice. And if they want to keep that, and a lot of people, it's not about religion, it's about tradition, because it was the tradition of when you're a kid, that's what you did. And sometimes it's nice to go on old traditions. And even if you don't want it, even if you don't like it, Lola, and you're not interested in it, and you think it's hypocritical, if someone else wants it, that's up to them. It's like the Irish language. Like, they're talking about getting rid of the Irish language in schools.
Well, I have an Irish language folklore book here. I speak Irish. Do what you want to do. Like, let other people do, and don't get bothered by it. Like,
okay, do me a favour, Lola. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. We have a lot more to get through in a second.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jessica.
How is?
Good, thanks, Jessica. What did you want to say?
Do you know what? I should run into town now, go into Penny's and say, I'm not represented enough. That mannequin isn't gay enough. It needs to look like a rainbow. Would you get over yourselves? Serious, it's a piece of fucking plastic.
Yes, that can easily be made in different shapes and sizes and colours.
But why? Like, it's a piece of plastic that they put a t-shirt and a skirt on to say, hey, here's what we're selling. If they're actually that bothered by it, they're a very sad family.
Well, Lola, what would you say to that?
And also, Lola, there was outrage about it.
I went down. I do basically refer to this as old toys. I'm like, literally, I'm going to send you the picture. I have a black Barbie doll and I have a white Barbie doll in the box.
But when the black Barbie doll came out, there was outrage about it from the black community.
Now, I just think
so explain that one to me.
I just think this conversation is so
fucking stupid. Explain it to me.
What? Explain it. Because I didn't listen. Because you were saying that you wanted women.
Explain why, when the black Barbie doll came out, there was outrage from the black community.
They're
screaming, we want a black Barbie. They got one. And then they're still giving out, so they can fuck off.
How would you stop? What is the difference between the colours of skin? Who knows where you were born? You don't have a clue where you're born in this world. You could be born in Cambodia, you could be born in Thailand, you were born in Ireland. You're special for every single person. All your body is basically a vehicle. Your soul is the person inside it. It doesn't matter what colour or race you are,
but you're not,
or what size you are.
You haven't answered my question. They wanted a black Barbie, they got their black Barbie, and they still had the fucking neck to give out. They're never happy.
I haven't heard anyone debate.
For arguments.
And I know a lot of
the race cards.
Now, I have to say, Jess, I've never heard anybody giving out about a black Barbie. Never.
Oh, well, then you weren't on social media. You must not have been on social media then in 2018 when the black Barbie doll came out. People were fuming about it.
I've got to send a picture just on right now, just the Barbies that I have here. And I've got the two boxes, the black and the white. And I don't think there's any difference between either of them. They're both, to me, I bought black and white ones because I do have a big old-fashioned Barbie house at the moment. And neither. I love the black Barbie doll and I love the white Barbie doll. And I don't give a
Okay, Jess, let's go back to the start of this conversation. What harm is there if supermarkets and drapery stores and whatever started diversifying a little bit more? And as Lola said, make the mannequins not just more inclusive of different skill colors.
Adrian, you will go look for it. If you want representation, you'll go look for it. But don't go in to shops or go to a country and start demanding that you be represented. That's a fucking joke. We live in a world now where if you feel you're not getting represented in a certain way, you can follow people who represent you. Am I wrong?
So you have to go and seek out that representation.
Well, yeah.
It's shit like the Little Britain lads having to come out and apologise for doing a bit in their show that was, or like a poo can't be a poo anymore in The Simpsons because it was making a mockery of
by a white actor and everyone was giving
what it like it's black, not about the mannequins Simpsons. For me it's not about the mannequins. The mannequins is a piece of plastic. That's not the issue. It's the bigger issue here, which comes down to it's a small chipping away all the time, and slowly and slowly and slowly, the little traditions we have and things that have been, you know,
chipping away. That's racism. It's actually being accepting.
No. I don't mean to be accept. I'm talking about chipping away at tradition, chipping away at stuff that.
Because some traditions,
Katie, aren't inclusive enough.
So people will look at you.
So I'm going to go into every school in Ireland. I'm going to say I don't think Ramadan should be talked about at all. No, leave it for when they're at home. Let them deal with it at home.
Well, I don't believe there should be any religion at all in our schools. None whatsoever. Absolutely zero.
I actually agree.
Nativity plays that you're giving out about. That's religion.
But if you're in a Catholic school.
No, it doesn't make any difference because there's non-Catholics in Catholic schools now. So, there should be no religion in schools.
If they're doing nativity, you can create your own life. You have the ability to be to create your own life at the end
Thanks,
of the day.
Lola.
You
That's have very the ability meaningful. To create...
No, you have the ability to create your own life.
What does that have to do with anything? I'm talking about Irish traditions being slowly chipped away at, like happy holidays or winter lights, like the Easter egg changing. And I'm sorry,
The
Easter egg is changing. It's become Cadbury's egg or something. They won't say Easter anymore because it's religious. And that's a fact. Look that up. And it's stuff like that. And yeah, I can still say happy Easter. And yeah, I can still say happy Christmas and stuff. But we still, as a nation, shouldn't be able to forget our traditions, our roots, and stuff that our parents grew up with, our grandparents grew up with, stuff we grew up with. That's nostalgic. Why should we have to give up our identity as well? Embrace everybody. But when you're embracing everybody, this conversation comes from
a point of we're not embracing everybody, including a 12-year-old little girl who feels excluded. That's what this problem is.
I'm very, very, very concerned about how things are going. I'm very concerned because I don't know.
Out you get. Thank you for listening to this rant by Katie. If you enjoyed this latest Opinions Matter podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification of our next Opinions Matter podcast.